Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. The scotch bottle is empty. The martinis are back today, but they're still good and bad and crazy as ever. And most of them, of course, related to the news that continues to dominate, Jim. That, of course, is the killing of Osama bin Laden, we believe, on Sunday in that raid carried out by SEAL Team 6. And the thing we were debating towards the end of our conversation yesterday was whether or not the White House is going to end up releasing at least one, if not more, photos taken of bin Laden's dead body. You, of course, were pushing for pay-per-view of the video, and I think a lot of us would like to see that. But at least they're moving in the right direction here. More confirmation, especially given how quickly everything went and the disposing of the body in the ocean. Having some visual confirmation like we did with the Hussein boys is only a good thing.
Yeah, I guess one of the things worth noting, I understand there are some people who don't want to see it, and apparently the picture is gruesome. Apparently he's been shot in the eye. And at one point, it sounds like there was the possibility we would never see these photos because, Greg, the thinking was they would offend Muslim sensibilities. Apparently, we're constantly told that Muslims hate bin Laden too, but apparently they can't stand to see his photo. Greg, I don't know about you, but not releasing the photo, I think that offends many American sensibilities. And, you know, you don't want to see the American street get angry. We've already seen the crowds gathering and upright. You know, look, you know what else was gruesome, Greg? 9/11 was gruesome.
Absolutely.
All right? You know, we live in a world in which people die, and sometimes we have to see it. If I got to see 3,000 of my guys go down, at the very least, show me their guy going down. There's a part of me that you know, if you want to make this something where they warn people that it's going to be on the screen, and if you want to avert your eyes, that sounds fine to me. I don't think we necessarily need to see this, you know, sprayed up on billboards or anything. Keep it away from the kids. I completely understand that. But those of us who you know, have strong stomachs or might feel a certain satisfaction of seeing a gaping head wound in the world's most wanted terrorist. You know, for some of us, this is feel-good TV. This is, you know, wonderful, cheery news to see a evil man get what was coming to him and to know that the U.S. finally has sent this very important message. No matter who you are, no matter how tough you think you are, how smart or clever, wherever you hide, sooner or later, we will find you. And I think this is I'm a little baffled by the people who really feel squeamish about this, or who feel like there should be, you know, some solemn that there isn't any reason for, maybe exuberance isn't the right word, but certainly if nothing else, pride. You know, we Obama himself said justice has been done. So, you know, why we would want to hide that justice has been done and how that justice occurred, I don't quite understand that. So my attitude is, you know, the more pictures, the better. Greg, I'm hoping for a nice, really leather-bound coffee table book that I can just kind of put out there with his mug right on the cover there. And speaking of which, put my mug on top of his, you know, bleeding face.
There you go. I'll tell you what. I don't know if I'm quite that far, but I definitely want to see it. I, for the most part, believe what happened. In fact, I do believe what happened, but it would offend my sensibilities. It's more important that Americans see the evidence than the fact that we might offend someone else here. I don't think anybody needs to necessarily have it as their screensaver, but if they want to, I guess that's their right when it is released. You know, this is an important moment in this war. President Bush said time after time, this is probably not going to end with a treaty being signed somewhere on a deck of a battleship, like at the end of the Pacific Theater in World War II. So we have to commemorate in an important way these major moments in this conflict, and this is obviously a major, major moment in this conflict, and it must be commemorated. And this is perhaps, I think, the most sensible way to do it, and hopefully it won't just be one shot, but will be a number, just to remove all doubts, because the last thing you want is more conspiracy theories either home or abroad. So kudos to the administration for moving in that direction. On the other hand, there is Senator Bill Nelson of Florida. He is a two-term senator. He's up in 2012, and by all accounts, the Florida Senate race could be one of the most competitive in the nation, certainly one that the Democrats will have to fight to hang on to. Bill Nelson was going to have a press conference yesterday to rail against this draconian Republican plan to make people actually show ID before engaging in early voting in Florida. I know, difficult. And here's how he wove the two stories together. Quote, "Now in an effort of 10 years, ever since September 11th, 2001, protecting our democracy, protecting us from those that would do harm and who provide this protection because our democracy is unique, we find ourselves gathered in our capital city of this state here again to protect our democracy. Now here we are for another reason of protecting our democracy, and that is to keep the right to vote. Don't make it harder to vote, don't make it harder to register to vote, and don't make it harder to try to count your vote, and that's what we have in front of the legislature right now." So Jim, pulling out your driver's license and stop.
It's just like 9/11, Greg. It's you know, obviously the whole voter ID crowd, they're just like Bin Laden. They were up in the mountains of Florida issuing their fatwas. We you know, you kind of knew at some point some lawmaker was going to say something stupid in this vein. I think I might have put my money on a Kucinich or you know, a couple other. There are certain figures. You knew Biden was going to say something sooner or later, and it's going to happen at some point. We don't know if it's going to happen in 2 days, 3 days. I looked at that picture of the White House staff staring intensely at the live video feed, and all I could think going through my head was the idea of Biden turning to everyone and saying, "Folks, this is a big effing deal." As we know, Biden is famous of doing, of just blurting out the first thing that pops into his head. But so I don't necessarily would have put my money on Bill Nelson of all people. He always seemed to have a slightly better head on his shoulders than a lot of other Democrats. I hope he has the good sense to realize that defending democracy by shooting the world's most wanted terrorist in the face is not the same as holding a press conference saying, "I don't like this bill." I mean, at some point we're going to, you know, say, "You know, I killed that amendment. I was just like a Navy SEAL when I did that." You know, have a little bit of modesty, people. Have a little bit of humility. And let's go, you know, there's kind of a little bit of an insult. I remember a couple of years ago, one of the NFL players had, you know, said during, I think it was the Persian Gulf War, they have their war, we have ours. And it kind of rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. I'm even more forgiving of a football player who's, you know, kind of speaking off the cuff than a lawmaker not having the good judgment to realize that it's a different vein than the usual, "Oh, we shouldn't use martial or military metaphors in this." I do believe, Greg, though, that when you think about the act of violence that the Navy SEAL perpetrated on Osama bin Laden, I'm pretty sure he was inspired by Sarah Palin's map with the bullseyes on it. And it just keeps going. You know, it just keeps inspiring people to shoot people. And in this case, maybe, you know, I hope Sarah Palin gets full blame for this terrible act of violence. This is what our politics has become, Greg. This is our bad martini, and we knew somebody was going to say something stupid and immature about these circumstances. Something I guess I might have brought up in our good martini. I just kind of recognize, in light of this and in light of these, you know, veritable Mensa candidates that we have in Congress, isn't it kind of amazing that nothing about this operation leaked in the months and months of planning?
Absolutely, probably because nobody in Congress was ever actually briefed on it before.
True. But even, you know, even look at the cabinet. I just thought about that the other day. That, you know, in the world of WikiLeaks and, you know, everything leaking almost as quickly as it happens, astounding that it didn't leak. And so it's nice to know every once in a while government can work the way it's supposed to.
Absolutely right. Interesting to see there might be a brief corollary to Godwin's law here, briefly comparing your political opponents to bin Laden rather than Hitler. But I'm sure we'll revert back to form in due time. Going back to the good news, and that was the releasing of the photographs, perhaps one of the reasons that may be necessary is our crazy martini today. And that's because the original narrative we got on how this went down in the raid in the compound, there are now reports from unnamed administration officials saying a lot of what we thought happened didn't necessarily happen. First, we heard that bin Laden's wife was there and was used as a human shield. Now it might be another woman who's not his wife who was killed, and there wasn't a human shield involved. Bin Laden was initially armed, now he's not armed. Then it was one son was killed, and now it's a different son that was killed. And so I think, again, the more releasing, the better, especially when we have some of these conflicting accounts coming out here in the early hours.
You know, it's pretty appalling, Greg, that, you know, as if his other crimes weren't enough, it now appears that Osama bin Laden is using other women besides his wife as a human shield. And that's just violating your commitment to one of your four wives for such a religious man. It's appalling. You know, I'm on a slightly more serious note. It is kind of disturbing. We had this gripping, stunning narrative, and in my mind, a very fitting end to the perhaps the most evil man of our lifetime hiding behind his wife in his final moments. If it didn't go down, I think a lot of people are going to feel a little betrayed by you know, false information going out. I understand that perhaps this is like the telephone game in which one person provides an account, and then it's a secondhand account, and then it's a third-hand account, and then, you know, details get lost. Nonetheless, though, this is a little bit disturbing. I think, you know, we were talking about releasing the pictures a few moments ago. I realize that for probably reasons of operational security, they can't release the entire – if they have any video of this operation. My understanding is that occasionally that when they go in, they have these little cameras on their helmets.
Mm-hmm.
To the extent that can be released, I think they should do that. Not only because, you know, we'd all love to see the final moments of Osama bin Laden, but – you know, let's clear this up. Let's see, you know, whether this is accurate. And I you know, as elated as I am to see bin Laden dead, I don't want my government to put out false information about it. So, you know, unless it's going to get somebody endanger some of those SEALs or you know, compromise their identities or something like that. If there's no – unless there's a good reason to not with, to put that out there, I'd say put out as much information as possible because contradictions like this are not reassuring.
Well, after the scotch yesterday, our palates have successfully readjusted to martinis. Jim, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Greg.
Jim Garrity of NationalReview.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Please join us Wednesday for the next 3 Martini Lunch.